Blackwater Hattie lived back in the swamp where strange green reptiles crawl. Snakes hang thick from the cypress trees like sausage on a smokehouse wall. Where the swamp is alive with a thousand eyes and all of them watching you. Stay off the track of Hattie Shack in the back of the Black Bayou. Way up the road from Hattie's shack lies a sleepy little Okeechobee town. Talk of swamp witch Hattie lock you in when the sun go down. Rumors of what she done, and rumors of what she do. Kept folks off a track of Hattie's shack in the back of the Black Bayou. One day brought the rain stayed on, and the swamp water overflowed. Skeeters and the fever grabbed the town like a fist, Doc Jackson was the first to go. Some said the plague was brought by Hattie, there was talk of a hanging too. But the talk got shackled by the howls and the cackles from the bowels of the Black Bayou. Dawn, when shadows fill the sky, there came an unseen caller on a town where hope run dry. In the square there was found a big black round vat full of gurgling brew. Whispering sounds as the folks gathered round, it came from the Black Bayou. Ain't much pride when you're trapped inside a slowly sinking ship. Scooped up the liquid deep and green, and the whole town took a sip. Fever went away, and the very next day the skies again were blue. Let's thank old Hattie for saving our town. We'll fetch it from the Black Bayou. Party of 10 of the town's best men headed for Hattie's shack. Said swamp witch magic was useful and good, and they're gonna bring Hattie back. Never found Hattie, and they never found the shack, and they never made a trip back in. Cause a parchment note they found tacked to a stump said, don't come looking again.
Singer, songwriter, and entertainer Jim Stafford debuted on the radio with Swamp Witch in 1973. From my house to your radio, this is the Music Box at FM 102.5 The Concert Hall, where you always have a front row seat. I'm Mike Duke. Parody singer and songwriter Weird Al Yankovic was born on October 23, 1959 in Downey, California. His career began at age 16 when he sent a recording of one of his songs to Dr. Demento. In 1983, he turned the song Jeopardy by the Greg Kinn Band into I Lost on Jeopardy.
Right, I lost on Jeopardy. right out. You lost. And let me tell you what you didn't win. A 20-volume set of the Encyclopedia International, a case of turtle wax, and a year's supply of Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. But that's not all. You also made yourself look like a jerk in front of millions of people. And you brought shame and disgrace on your family name for generations to come. You don't get to come back tomorrow. You don't even get a lousy copy of our home game. You're a complete loser.
Don't know what I was thinking of. I guess I just wasn't too bright. Well, I sure hope I do better next weekend on The Price is Right.
Came up on this long black stretch of woods. Had an old river running through it and an old wooden bridge across the river. But just as I was about to step up on the bridge, out stepped the troll. The almighty troll. He said, hey, looks like y'all going to play somewhere. I said, yes, sir. He said, look, like I hate to mess up y'all's job, but I sure could dig hearing a little music. I said, man, we can't just plug up and play right here on the bridge. He said, why? I said, cause. He said, play. That's what we did. Well, the wind was howling at the night, and the moon was covered up with clouds. Walking across a bridge on a dirt road, when I heard the troll growl. He said, don't you go walking across my bridge, or I'm gonna make it rough on you. I will give you swamp fever, and you'll be wondering if you're you. You know you got to pay the toll, cause even trolls of rock and roll. Ooh, it will keep you up all night, drinking and I'm carrying on, getting it to the swamp music. Get it on, get it on. Ooh, you know you got to pay my toll, cause even trolls of rock and roll. He said, look, y'all ain't making it. He said, would you mind if I borrowed that old guitar of yours and showed y'all a little lick? But since we'd never heard a troll play, we let him have it. And he said like this right here now.
Yes, sir, Troy, you can play. Oh, the fever's not really such a bad thing. It's just hard to understand. But when you see me start to boogie, well, you know it's got me by the hand. Whoa, you know you got to pay the toll. Don't even throw the rock and roll.
Serious swamp rock from one of the original swamp rockers, Tony Joe White. Even trolls love rock and roll. And Weird Al Yankovic did I Lost on Jeopardy, with a guest appearance by the original announcer, Don Pardo, and references to the original host, Art Fleming. I'm Mike Duke. The trick-or-treat edition of the Music Box continues with Rosemary Clooney. This is the Wobblin' Goblin.
There once was a sad little goblin who had a broken broom. When he went anywhere, it would wobble in the air, and his heart would fill with gloom. He tried so hard to fix it every night, but he just couldn't get it working right. The wobbling goblin with the broken broom could never fly too high. For right at the takeoff, another piece would break off, and soon he would be dangling in the sky. Each evening, just as he would leave the ground, his radio would say,
"Control tower to goblin, your broomstick is wobbling. You'd better make a landing right away."
It soon got so he could only ride when the witches took him piggyback, until at last he used his brain and bought himself an aeroplane. So if you'll look for him on Halloween, you'll see him zip and zoom. No harm can befall him, no longer can they call him the Wobbling Goblin with the Broken Broom. Another piece would break off, and he would soon be dangling in the sky. Each evening, just as he would leave the ground, his radio would say,
"Control tower to goblin, your broomstick is wobbling. You better make a landing right away."
It soon got so he could only ride when the witches took him piggyback, until at last he used his brain and bought himself an aeroplane. So if you'll look for him on Halloween, you'll see him zip and zoom. No harm can befall him, no longer can they call him the Wobbling Goblin with the Broken Broom.
Night, though we're apart, There's a ghost of you within my haunted heart. Ghost of you, my last romance. Lips that laugh, eyes that dance. Haunted heart won't let me be. Dreams repeat a sweet but lonely song to me. Dreams are dust, it's you who must belong to me. And thrill my haunted heart. Be our dust, it's you who must belong to me, and thrill my haunted heart. Be still, my
Perry Como sang Haunted Heart in 1948, and Rosemary Clooney introduced the Wobblin' Goblin to Halloween in 1951. Hall of Fame pianist Floyd Kramer was born in Shreveport on October 27, 1933. His unmistakable piano style can be heard on numerous country and popular music records, and on his own solo records like Fancy Pants.
Thank you. sweet, it was just like sugar.
You better watch out for the eggplant that ate Chicago, for he may eat your city soon. You better watch out for the eggplant that ate Chicago. It was just like sugar. You better watch out for the eggplant that ate Chicago, for he may eat your city soon.
Wackadoo, wackadoo, wackadoo.
You better watch out for the eggplant that ate Chicago. If he's still hungry, the whole country's doomed. It's in trouble. If he's still hungry, the whole country's doomed.
So that we wouldn't run out of things to worry about in 1967, Dr. West's medicine show and junk band took to the airwaves with The Eggplant That Ate Chicago. Norman Greenbaum, who sang Spirit in the Sky a few years later, was the mover and shaker behind that darling little tune. And we heard Fancy Pants, a piano classic from Floyd Kramer. Don't go away. More monsters, witches, birthdays, and things that go bump in the night are coming up in the second hour of the Music Box at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall.